Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Horror of Running into Someone You Know. I just wanted to get some Bounty. It was on sale. 6 double rolls. Score! So I decided to run to the store during my lunch. If you know anything about Bounty, it's roughly the price of a donor organ on the black market. And don't even talk to me about off-brands like Brawny or Shudder, Fiesta. Those are nothing but glorified rolls of toilet paper. Go Bounty or go home. The plan was that I dart inside, grab the goods, and dart back out, like a bank robber, but with a package of paper towels the size of a life raft. Yes, I know I'm destroying the environment. But at this point, I feel like the environment has bigger concerns than my profligate use of paper products. I can usually make kamikaze runs like this without running into anybody I know, because that's my number one goal at any given moment, not seeing anyone I know and being forced to talk to them. It's bad enough when you know you're going to have to socialize, but it's 1,000 times worse when it's sprung on you like a pop quiz. The awkwardness, the forced smile, the hey, like a bad Fonzie impersonation. Because you know where your friends are. You're not running into your friends without warning. You've already asked your friends, hey, do you need anything at the store? No, these people are not your friends. What to talk about? Which common acquaintance or relative to ask after? What if that person has died? It's a minefield when you haven't spoken to somebody in a while. Personally, I make it easy for people. They always ask the same question. Do you still have your dog? It doesn't matter which dog. The answer is always going to be yes. That opens the door to safe, neutral chit-chat about dogs until I'm released from my eternal torment after a socially acceptable few minutes of small talk. I'm sure Dante meant to write about the circle of hell where you run into people you haven't seen in years, but he was busy planning the best time to go to the store when nobody would be there. Yesterday, out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone walk past as I bounced on my toes in the checkout line, trying in vain to keep a social distance from everybody else on the planet. I recognized the hair and started praying. Faster, 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 is what I prayed. But since there is no God, the lady ahead of me and the clerk had a leisurely conversation about her brand of cigarettes, and how many different types there were, and how confusing it all was, like it was quantum mechanics, and I seriously considered dropping my bail o' bounty and bolting for the door. But it was too late. Hi, Bev. Sigh. Hey! The second problem with unexpectedly running into somebody you know is the passage of time. How long has it been since you've seen each other? How obviously is the expression on your face conveying the message, holy shit, you got old? And of course, they're thinking the exact same thing about you. And what is up with people's teeth? This isn't England. We pretty much all have access to dental care. I knew an attorney who has since been disbarred, not surprisingly, who wore those fake teeth you see on late-night TV commercials. The poor man's answer to veneers. His smile was disturbing, like a dog with dentures. That isn't the kind of thing you want to run into when you haven't seen somebody for a while, because your eyes are going to have a mind of their own, and that's the only place they're going to look. So, if I ever run into you after not having seen you for some period of time, just know that I'm thinking, "Holy shit, you got old!" while staring at your teeth and silently swearing to never, ever leave my house for any reason ever again. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.